sexual psychologist, Tom Gilovich and Vicky Medvec, did some extensive research on regret. And in their research, they discovered that in the short term, we tend to regret actions more than inactions by a count of 53% to 47%. In other words, we feel regret over the mistakes we've made in our lives. But here's something really significant. Over the long haul, we regret inactions more than actions, 84% to 16%. Now, that doesn't mean we don't or won't have some deep regrets about things we have done. But our longest lasting regrets will be the opportunities left on the table. Today, we are talking about habits of perpetual underachievers. You're listening to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast. Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful to have you tuning in. If you find our podcast valuable, please share it with your friends and family and strangers and anybody else you come in contact with. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's really easy to do. All you have to do is go to YouTube, type in Pivotal Decisions Podcast. It's going to pop right up. You hit that subscribe button, click on that subscribe button, and you are good to go. Taking next steps in your life and accomplishing goals, well, it doesn't just happen. You must be disciplined and intentional. That's why the Bible says this in Ephesians 5, verse 16. Look carefully then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Make the best use of your time. God has given us this moment of opportunity to move forward, to take the next step in your life. And the key to releasing a movement of God's power in your life is most likely already in your hands. But you won't see the power until you take the next step, despite all the obstacles you will face. There are a lot of people who seemingly always underachieve in life. And underachievers usually demonstrate certain behaviors or mindsets that prevent them from taking the forward steps they'd like to take. And so they live with the regret of inactions over and over and over. Jack Nolan writes about habits of perpetual underachievers who never move forward in life. There are certain habits that have been identified in underachievers. Now, when I say underachievers, I'm talking about you not fulfilling God's calling, God's purpose, God's mission for your life. And a lot of people are living in the regret of inaction. They are underachieving. They never take the next step in life. They never move forward in life. And a lot of the reasons are because of these, at least one big reason is because of these habits that have crept into their life. And so let's talk about the habits that can cause you to underachieve. So here's number one. The first habit is procrastinating. Constantly delaying tasks creates a backlog of responsibilities, which cause the underachiever to need to catch up. And Nolan says, however, that's not the only problem. Many opportunities, small and large, rely on completing those responsibilities. For example, maybe you avoid your responsibilities at work and miss out on a promotion because of it. You see, this kind of habit of always putting things off, it builds tremendous stress in your life. And when you are dealing with this kind of stress over putting off your responsibilities, it prevents progress in your life. It leads to underachieving. You are not able to take the next step in life because you're just always trying to catch up. So number one is procrastination. Number two, habits of perpetual underachievers, fretting over potential failure. The fear of failure causes more broken dreams than anything else. By fearing failure, you are constructing a fenced-off place of security around your life. The issue is that you don't grow while comfortable. New opportunities require new experiences and expanding your horizons, which you can't do when you aren't willing to take a risk. The fact is, if you are achieving, if you are taking next steps, if you are moving forward in life, if you are seeking really to live out God's purpose in your life, there will be times you fail. That is part of it. That is part of achieving. That is part of next steps. That is part of moving forward in life. You can't have a fear of failure and move forward. Number three, I think this is a big one. Habits of perpetual underachievers. Number three, not setting goals. It's easy just to drift along aimlessly without clear, specific, and measurable goals. People who don't set goals waste their time and energy just doing things on a whim with no purposeful direction. This is one thing I try to do every single year. I sit down at the beginning of the year, and I make some goals. I divide my goals up into categories. I have spiritual goals. I have family goals. I have personal goals. I have health goals. I have goals with my job. I have goals divided up into different categories. And here's a key. They must be measurable goals. In other words, you have to be able to look at them and really be able to measure, am I accomplishing this goal? Have I accomplished this goal? For instance, if your goal is to get in better shape, well, you can't write down your goal is to get in better shape because that's not measurable. What is measurable is my goal is to get into better shape by losing 10 pounds. My goal is to get in better shape by walking 30 minutes three times a day, three times a week. Those are measurable goals. Not setting goals is a habit of perpetual underachievers. Every day that you don't focus or don't try leads you further away from the life that you want. More importantly, the life that God wants. How will you reach a destination if you don't know where you're going? Goals help to plot your path to success, not setting goals. Habits of perpetual underachievers. Jack Nolan writes about these habits. And number four, he talks about blaming others. You play the blame game. Underachievers frequently blame other people or external circumstances for their lack of success or progress. They avoid responsibility for their own decisions, which makes it impossible to learn from them. Why bother examining a situation when you could just write it off as someone else's fault and forget about it? This is a big problem, especially in American culture. And I know we have listeners from different countries around the world, but in American culture, the blame game is a popular game to play. Underachievers play the blame game. They always focus on other people. and they blame other people, and they blame circumstances for their lack of progress in taking the next step in life. It is a habit of a perpetual underachiever. Number four is blaming others. Number five, chasing perfect. Perfectionists tend to view perfection as a good thing. In all cases, it's not. The underachiever may use the reasoning that if they can't do it perfectly, then it's not worth doing at all. So they don't even try. They may also set themselves far behind on a project by continuing to fiddle with it until they feel that it's perfect. In reality, a majority of people aren't going to care enough to look closely at the thing. Perfectionism is a real problem, and it will prevent you from taking the next step in life. You know, at some point, you have to just do it. You have to just put it out there. You have to just go for it. A habit of perpetual underachievers is chasing perfection. Number six, being undisciplined. Now, I love what Nolan writes here about the difference between motivation and discipline. They're different things. Motivation gets you moving. It gets you started in taking the next step. Discipline keeps you moving. Many people focus on the fact that they struggle to maintain motivation while pursuing their goals, the next step they need to take in their life. The secret to motivation is that it's fleeting. It doesn't last. Discipline, on the other hand, is forcing yourself to do the work even when you don't want to do it. That's discipline. Underachievers are always thinking about, talking about, whining about their lack of motivation instead of being focused on discipline, the discipline to just do the work. It really doesn't matter. I mean, maybe there's some rare cases where you're just so in love with something you're doing that you're motivated all the time. But there are going to be days when you can't trust in motivation to keep you going. You have to develop the skill of discipline in your life. You set some goals. You see the next step that you need to take. You see God's purpose that He has for your life and how He's leading you to go for it. Many days, it's going to require not motivation. It's going to require discipline to just do it. Just do the work. Number seven, habits of perpetual underachievers. Talking themselves down. Negative self-talk. Now, I know some of you are listening to this would think, well, this is just kind of a bunch of nonsense, negative self-talk. But I believe that negative self-talk is really destructive. When you negative self-talk, many times it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because then you begin to live up to the negativity that you are speaking into your brain every single day. You are expecting to fail. You are expecting to give up. You are expecting to always come up short. And if you're not careful, that will lead you to underachieve. You'll begin to believe what you are saying to yourself. It is a big problem. Negative self-talk becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you tell yourself you can't do it, then you're either not going to try or you're going to go into it expecting it to fail. Talking themselves down. Number eight, habits of perpetual underachievers, avoiding feedback. It's really a fear of criticism. If you ever take a next step in your life and you begin to really strive to fulfill God's purpose, God's mission for your life, go into it expecting criticism. A fear of criticism stifles your ability to make progress in life. That fear keeps underachievers from seeking out feedback and criticism that will help you. That feedback, that criticism, while sometimes it may be way off target, it might just be mean-spirited criticism trying to tear you down. That could be true. But even in that, you can learn, you can grow, and you can improve. By refusing any kind of criticism, it will be nearly impossible for you to take the next step. Look at someone who is criticizing you as being helpful. Listen to the criticism, even if it's coming from a wrong heart. Listen to the criticism, and it can help you take the next step in your life. Number nine, habits of perpetual underachievers. Number nine, making excuses. Perpetual underachievers make excuses for why they can't succeed instead of finding solutions to the obstacles they face. No one says it's a self-soothing way to deflect the need to even try. The excuse maker will always have a reason to not try, to not even think about taking that next step. This mindset of making excuses, it keeps you rooted right where you are. It keeps you rooted in your life. You never move forward. You never accomplish your goals. You never take the next step. You never move forward in life because there's always an excuse. And then number 10, we're talking today on this episode of Pivotal Decisions about habits of perpetual underachievers. Number 10, managing time poorly. You only get so many hours in a day, and you can't get any more. Underachievers often mismanage their time, wasting hours on distractions or low-priority things. Proper time management is required to complete tasks and achieve long-term goals, Nolan says. Every hour wasted is an hour not bringing you closer to what you want out of life for yourself or the people you care about. You know, the fact is, you don't have time to do everything. Everybody agrees with that. You don't have time to do everything. You don't have time to do all the things you probably enjoy, things you would like to do. But the good news is, God doesn't expect you to do everything. Not everything is worth doing in the first place. You don't have time to do everything, but you do have just enough time to do what God wants you to do. God would not give you more to do than He gives you hours in the day to do it. So if you have more to do than you have time to do it, you know what that means? It means there's something on your to-do list that isn't God's will. God has a plan for your life, but so does everybody else. And they want you to do their plan. And their plan often counteracts and interferes with God's plan for your life. I think Psalm 90 verse 12 is an important verse that tells us, "So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." The Bible tells us that wisdom comes from numbering our days. What does that mean? It means you keep track of them. You have an account of them. You know where your time is going. It's like having a budget. I read once that a budget is telling your money where you want it to go rather than wondering where it went. You need a budget not just for your money. You need a budget for your time. You need to simplify your schedule so you're using the maximum amount of time on the things that matter most in life and the minimum amount of time on things that don't matter. Do you like getting junk mail? My mom was a retired postmaster. She would remind me that junk mail is not junk mail, it's bulk rate mail. Well, I believe we get a lot of junk mail. And according to HubSpot.com, every U.S. household gets 6 pieces of junk mail each day. Junk mail kills 2.6 million trees every year. In 5 days, we produce enough junk mail to reach the moon. Junk mail produces 1 billion pounds of landfill each year. Junk mail weighs almost double the U.S. military's tanks. Junk mail produced each year weighs the same as over 15,000 tanks. You know what we do? We treat God's promises like they're junk mail. It has my name on it, but I don't believe it. And so we toss it. Move forward and trust God. Take the next step in your life. Thank you for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with others. And don't forget to subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. And until next time, remember, the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.